Faith isn't about size. Instead, it's about stepping out in the direction of my dreams, regardless of the consequences. Jesus said that if I had faith the size of a mustard seed, I could move mountains. Jesus meant that faith doesn't come in small, medium, or large sizes. It's either present or absent. If it's absent, my life is full of limitations and I go nowhere. If it's present, I can move mountains. I never need to worry if I have enough faith. Any faith at all is enough to start moving in a positive direction. I will always have sufficient faith to be the best I can be and do the best I can do. As I walk on the path to my dreams, I don't need to see far into the distance. I only need to see where to take the next step. If I am faithful in taking the next step, I will eventually reach my dreams. Faith isn't magic. Rather, it's the practical method by which I make my dreams happen. When I am willing to do whatever it takes, when I am willing to take the next step, when I am willing to take the risk and accept the consequences, then I have all the faith I need to make my dreams come true. Jesus' disciples once asked him to increase their faith. They felt that their faith was not up to the task. You may feel the same way. Your faith seems too small to have an impact on the monumental challenges that litter the landscape of your life. You wish you had a large amount of faith so you could make big things happen. You act as if faith is a commodity, and if somehow you had more, you could turn your life around. Although it may seem that bigger is better, you really don't need to worry about the size of your faith. Faith isn't about size. You never need to worry if you have enough faith to move mountains. Any faith is enough to start moving in a positive direction. You will always have sufficient faith to be the best you can be and do the best you can do. Jesus said that faith makes it possible to move mountains. Moving mountains is exciting stuff. The problem is that there are so many mountains that seem to be staying right where they are. If it was up to us, moving mountains would be 99% faith and 1% hard work. When we encountered a mountain, we would have a chat with God about how the mountain needed to be moved, and if He gave us the go-ahead, we would exercise our faith and the mountain would disappear into the sea. In a few effortless minutes, another mountain would bite the dust. We could move our mountains without lifting a finger. Unfortunately, that's not how faith works. In the real world, moving mountains is 10% faith and 90% hard work. Faith tells you it's possible, and hard work makes it happen. When Jesus said your faith could move mountains, He didn't say how long it would take or how many people would help you. It may take years to move your mountains. Nevertheless, the mountain will move if you get out your shovel and start working. Mountains don't move in an instant. They move one shovelful at a time. When you ask God to move your mountain, God hands you a shovel and tells you to start digging. When you lift your first shovel of dirt, you instantly become a mover of mountains.